Mama, Daddy, have you been wandering in the wilderness of deadlines and SAT scores? Have you cried out, Lord, I don't know what FAFSA means? Friends, salvation is here. Fast Start to College is your burning bush of clarity, your promised land of peace, your GPS out of college chaos. Tell the next generation there is a better way. Visit FastStartToCollege.com. Proud sponsor of the Real Without Religion podcast. Amen and amen.
You're listening to Real Without Religion with James Kiger, a podcast for spiritual seekers, ex-Christians, and anyone who's done with fear-based faith but still believes in something more. We're not here to argue. We're here to awaken. No guilt, no shame, no dogma. Just real talk, real truth, and real freedom. Now let's get into today's episode.
Hey everyone, welcome to Real Without Religion. This is James, and I want to talk to you today about gratitude. Gratitude's the vibe shift we all need. So here's the truth. I'm not always great at this. You know, gratitude is one of those things I know makes a difference. And yet I still go through stretches where I forget, I coast, I'll complain, I'll scroll and get really mad, I'll replay the things that I wish I said, you know. But every time I come back to gratitude, real gratitude, not performance or a habit, you know, man, it just lights me up. It's like being in a room that comes alive that I didn't even realize was dark. And I'm not talking about praying before a meal like, God is great, God is good, let us thank him for our food, or worrying that he'll poison my pasta. You know, I don't live with that fear anymore. I'm just talking about the kind of gratitude that actually shifts your mood, your energy, and yeah, your results. If you've been trying to create something new in your life and it's just not happening, gratitude, that might be the missing piece. Now, let's be honest. Most of us only do that intentional, I'm grateful for exercise once a year, usually around the Thanksgiving table when everybody's hungry and ready to eat. And even then, someone says something like, family or mashed potatoes. And someone else fakes a smile while silently hoping no one brings up politics. You know, church had its version too. You remember this, right? God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. I know, we said it loud and proud. But a lot of us were probably silently thinking, yeah, well, tell that to my bills. And don't get me started on this, I'm too blessed to be stressed, or I'm blessed and highly favored. Yeah, that works until you're cut off in traffic. Now you're blessed and highly flipping them off, you know? Gratitude isn't a catchphrase. It's not a chant. It's a daily decision to stop focusing on what's missing and start recognizing what's already here. Now, it's not vibes. It's vibration. So let's talk about energy for a second. When you're living in constant complaint, scanning for what's wrong, waiting to be offended, guess what? You're going to find it. Your mind's job is to confirm whatever you believe. But gratitude will shift that frequency. When we start our day with a genuine thank you, even for something small, whether it be like hot coffee or soft socks or the pet didn't barf on your rug last night while you were sleeping, you know, you move out of reaction and into creation. And that's the difference. It doesn't mean you ignore hard stuff. It means you stop making the hard stuff your whole personality. Let's be honest. Gratitude makes us easier to be around. Because when we're not grateful, well, we're often, you know, kind of a jerk or brittle or always looking for reasons to be mad. And Gratitude will soften that. It grounds you and it opens us up to something better. Let's talk about tipping. Yeah, tipping. I've got kids who worked in restaurants, and I'll tell you, guess what days are the worst day of a week to work? Yeah, that's right, Sundays. Well, it's not because of brunch. It's not because it's so busy. It's because Sunday's when the church crowd comes in. You know what I'm talking about. The big tables, the big prayers, the big attitudes, and the itty-bitty tiny tips. And you know, if that stings a little, it should. Because we got to do better than that. And if you're someone who prays before the food, hey, make sure you're also tipping generously after it. Don't leave the server a Bible tract. Leave money. Leave respect. Leave humanity. And if you're no longer praying like that, cool. But let's still bring gratitude to the table. Let's thank the server. Let's compliment the cook. In your mind, send a thank you to the farmers and the people who stock the shelves. That's gratitude too. Gratitude is just not a vertical thing. It's horizontal, person to person. It's not just to the universe. It's to all the people that are around us. Now, how do we keep gratitude going? Let's start in the morning and let's finish at night and let's bookend it. If you want a practical way to shift your energy, try this. Before your feet hit the floor in the morning, say three real things you're thankful for. Not the stuff you should say, the stuff you actually feel. Like, thank you that I slept okay. Thank you for this hot shower. Thank you for the extra 5 minutes when no one was talking to me. And then at night, either write down or just think of 5 things from your day. Not perfect things, just good things. Small things. Hey, I got the laundry done. I saw a rainbow. I didn't snap at that coworker, even though I really wanted to. Over time, this will rewire our brains. It shifts our point of view. And when we shift our point of view, then we're going to find that our experience has changed. Now thank people. Out loud. Not just in your head. It's easy to think something nice about someone and never say it. But here's the deal. Say it. Go ahead and text that friend and say, dude, I'm grateful for you. Tell your partner, hey, thanks for keeping us afloat today. Look your kids or grandkids in the eye or text them and say, I'm proud of you. You never know what that moment might bring. We assume people know they matter, but most of us are walking around wondering if anybody ever sees us. Be the one that sees people, and then be the one that says it. Thank the universe before it shows up. Now, this one's big. Again, don't get hung up on the words universe, source, or God. Use what feels comfortable for you. But most people wait to be grateful after they receive something. But when you're creating something in this new way of thinking and a new way of life, gratitude is actually part of this creation process. Thank the universe before the check arrives, before the healing comes, before the opportunity opens. That's not delusion, that's faith. It's energy. That's what alignment is. By doing this, you're saying, I trust this is already on its way, and I'm making room for it. And that kind of thankfulness, that changes things. You know, even the Bible gets this. Now, I don't live by a lot of old biblical rules anymore, but when you read some of those verses with fresh eyes, it's pretty clear that they're onto something. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, Psalm 104. In everything, give thanks, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. You know, those weren't just commandments. They were instructions for how to get aligned. Gratitude. gratitude is how you open the gate, not to heaven later, but to peace and abundance now, to clarity, to flow, to the version of you that's not weighed down by complaint and scarcity. Now let's make this real. Here's what I'm doing, and I invite you to do it with me. Every morning, either say or write three things you're grateful for. And at night, do five. Then tell one person each day that you appreciate them. We need to remember this and not forget. And if you go out to eat, tip like someone who knows they're not the only one working hard today. This isn't about being fake or, you know, Charlie positive. This is about being awake, being open, being real, opening the floodgates of abundance to come to you. Gratitude's not a fluff thing. It's power. It's a practice. And it might just be the thing that unlocks your next breakthrough. I hope this has meant something to you today and you're thankful for it. But until then and next time, we wish you stay grounded, stay curious, stay real, stay grateful, and amen a stay. We'll see you next time on Real Without Religion.
Thanks for joining us on Real Without Religion. If this stirred something deep within you, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who's ready to wake up. You don't have to go back to the box. You don't have to have it all figured out. You just have to be willing to be real and trust what's already inside you. Until next time, stay curious, stay grounded, and stay real.